Case number 10692, Ronald A. Young, north of Route 54, northwest of Swan Drive, being lot 35 and 36 within Swan Keys Development. A variance from the side yard setback requirement.
Good evening. Your name and address.
Ronald Lawson Young, 8306 Brookwood Road, Millersville, Maryland.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. How are you?
Fine, sir.
Okay. I'm asking for a variance to build a garage on my lot I have at Swan Keys. Originally, we had two lots, 35 and 36. I asked at one time to get a variance for the lot 36, and it was approved, but I didn't get a chance to build the building that we wanted, so we didn't use the variance at that time. So we built a building on 35, and I wanted to build a garage on 36, and you all told me I couldn't build a garage on 36 unless it had living quarters, and I said I didn't want to do that. So I asked you all what to do, and you said if I combined the lots together, then I could build a garage. So I went and combined both lots, and now I'm asking for the variance to build the garage.
Okay.
Why so big?
I got a 24-foot pontoon boat I'm going to store in there in the wintertime. Plus, I have two antique cars in there. And where I live now, I've had a 24-by-24 garage, and it's not big enough for what I play with my toys.
Okay, let me rephrase the question. Why so wide?
Well, because the pontoon boat that I want to store in there is 12-foot wide. And that's going to take up half the garage. And my two antique cars will be on the other side.
What's the distance between your existing house and what used to be the property line in the middle?
My existing house?
Yeah.
It's, let's see, you got 34. I think it's six feet.
So the house is just 6 feet from the line?
No, I take that back. It's 12 feet because 6 feet of it is the porch that's on there.
Okay. So you've got 12 feet between the porch
and the property
line. The old property line.
Right.
40 feet on the other side is 52 feet. And he needs what on that side?
10.
So that leaves 42 feet between that and the porch for a 30-foot garage, right? So why do you need the variance?
Well, because...
Did I add that wrong?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right, if it's 40 feet...
Right.
The garage is 30 feet...
Okay.
I mean,
five on each side of that is 40 feet. That's the lot.
You'd be right on the edge of the garage would be right on the property line, right?
If I moved, yeah.
The old property line.
Yes.
So why can't you do that?
Because it would be up against side of the fence.
What fence?
The fence that goes right down the property line.
You
right?
have to have a fence there for
it. Well, because I fenced the whole property in.
You're not on the same wavelength.
Yeah,
I think I understand. You put a fence down the middle of the two lots.
No, sir.
No.
There's a fence that goes all the way around the property.
Okay.
Here. There's a fence that goes all the way around the property.
Okay.
The property line ends here. So I'm 5 feet off of the property line here and 5 feet here. That makes the 40-foot.
So why don't you move the garage over towards your home on the old property line?
Well, then it would be almost up to the porch.
I thought you just said you had 12 feet.
Well, the 5 that's on this side and the 6 that's there is, well, it's 11 feet.
All right. You'd be a foot from the side of the house.
Yeah. I mean, it was the same when I asked to put the house there. It would have been 5 feet, and you said it was okay to, for the house, but then I didn't put the house on that lot. I put the house on the other lot and got the same variance for the 5 feet on that one.
How long has the house been there?
A year, December.
Okay, is there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? There's one.
That's my wife.
Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none?
One more question. How about the homeowners association or the owners of?
They have no say so over what people can do with their property anymore. When they lost the lawsuit that they went after two other people for building homes, the judge said that they had no say so over what people do with their property.
Gotcha. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Again, hearing no other opposition, chair will entertain a motion.
Chairman, I'd like to move that we approve case number 10692. As I don't believe it offers central character to the neighborhood, we have granted many variances in Swan Keys with a 5-foot side yard setback is basically what he's asking for.
Okay, have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. McKay and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 10,692. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed?
Nay.
Okay. By a vote of 4-1, the case is approved.